Hello and welcome to episode 6 of Musings on 39. I'm joined by my fellow co-hosts, Tubbs, Cameron. Boys, what's happening this week? How are we all doing? How's life treating you?
Good evening, sir. May I just say that the way you said hello was pretty dope. It reminded me of, I'm not sure if you've seen that movie, A Series of Unfortunate Events with Jim Carrey and the little children, and he like tries to abduct them for the inheritance, and he comes out of the mist with this boat when the to rescue them, and he goes hello, 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 or whatever. It just reminded me of that. But I'm doing great, bro. How are you and Tubbs doing?
Dude, you're sounding like a proper thespian tonight. What's going on, man?
What's a thespian?
Oh goodness.
I'm going to use words, even though I don't know what they actually, I kind of do know what it means, but I just don't know the right way to describe it. In any way,
is that because you're from Switzerland and you don't understand the...
English is no longer my strong suit, my beer.
Is it not? Well, what is your strong suit?
You know, being a United fan, being in a Europa League final.
Oh, goodness.
Having second place tied up.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Also knowing that Liverpool will be in the Europa League next season.
Once again, right. The only thing Ollie is good at doing is getting 3 points.
Second place.
Well, since we already on
the... We get a medal for second place.
We do. You don't get a medal for fifth in the Europa League.
Oh, I didn't know. I supported West Ham, but thank you.
but now, boys, again, welcome to all of our listeners and followers out there. We're on episode 6 today. Today, the date of recording is the 10th of May. And it's been quite the interesting past week.
We're still kicking. We're still alive. Episode 6. I'm excited for what's to come this evening.
Definitely. Just for all our listeners out there, seeing that we missed you guys last week, may the 4th be with you.
And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
Yes, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers yesterday. We hope you had a wonderful
yesterday,
day.
Yesterday, it's going to be like a week when we upload this.
Well, a week and one day.
Yeah. But to anyone who's new out there, feel free to drop a follow. Considering there's so much energy flowing around the three of us, I think it's about time we have our end of league discussion. By the time we upload this will be the 17th of May, and the following weekend on the 23rd of May, it will be the final Premier League weekend of the season. How are we feeling considering we're in the final stretch of the league, boys?
Well, I'm excited. I think the results in the last weekend have heated up the top four race. And now, of course, tonight we have found out the last casualty of the relegation zone. So we see West Brom, Sheffield United and Fulham leave the Premier League. So that's done and dusted. So now the exciting part leads to top four race, which has got everyone spinning and twirling.
I've got to be honest with you. I'm more excited about what's going on in Championship, to be honest.
That's nice. So what do we have? We have Norwich and Watford coming back. And out of the rest, I don't know who'd I'd back. Just please don't have Barnsley come up because they'll get murdered. It would be a bloodbath week in and week out for them next season.
I think Brentford's our favourite.
Brentford would be pretty cool.
Brentford, Swansea, Barnsley and Bournemouth.
Even good old Swansea or Bournemouth wouldn't be too bad.
I'm already sick and tired of seeing Watford and Norwich in the Prem, to be fair with you guys, to be honest with you guys. They're always in and out. It's annoying.
Norwich needs to get out, but Watford...
It's like Fulham. I mean, they're always hopping in, always hopping out. I'm sorry to any fans of Fulham out there, but I mean, it's true. You guys...
The thing with Fulham is that they've invested well in youth and then they sell them. But I think ultimately what got them to where they were was just inconsistency. And that at the end of the day, I think cost them more than anything else. Because how do you go from playing stellar games against the top side of the table, but then bottling against the underside? And that just comes down to inexperience and not being consistent.
in any case, I personally would like Brentford to be promoted up to the Prem. They had their chance last season. They lost that opportunity. And I think now is the right time to have some fresh faces in the Prem.
I don't know. I, to be rude, I just don't want to see Norwich. I don't care who else comes up. I'm just...
You'd rather see Watford back in the Prem again.
100%. Watford gave an interesting dynamic. They actually put up a fight. They sometimes performed. There's a few interesting players, which I personally like on the team. Just can't stand Norwich. They just do the same thing. They win the championship. They come up. They get relegated. They win the championship. They get relegated. The others at least, like, win playoffs and maybe come second. Like, it's not, it is an achievement to win, win championship. It is a tough division, but oh man, I'm just so tired of Norwich. The rest, that's fine. I don't care who comes up, makes it interesting.
Ach, boys, if I can be completely honest with you, I just don't know. It's doesn't strike, but it's just so many. I mean, look at Derby, they nearly got relegated down to League One.
I was actually excited.
Exciting. Come on, you, what were you expecting with Wayne Rooney at the helm? Of course, they're gonna stay in.
No, besides that, what I'm saying is that. And it just shows the unpredictability.
Wasn't that the same case with Leicester in 2014-15? They were close to relegation. And then the next season, they stunned the world, the footballing world, and won the league. Wasn't that the same case?
Yeah, but that was a football anomaly.
Let's all agree, though, that we admire what they did, what especially Ranieri did that season.
I agree. No, of course. I like not taking anything away from them. You know, it was an incredible feat that they achieved, and you know, they greatly deserved what they got. You know, they played well. They've produced some of the best players in the world to date. I mean, just look at N'Golo Kante, Riyad Mahrez. You know,
Jamie Vardy.
Indeed, Jamie Vardy. You know, I mean, they have a good they do have a good platform. I think the main interest for me at the current minute, is at the top end of English football. And that's the battle for the top four. I don't think anything has been this competitive in a long, long time. You know, there's so many teams that are now out of nowhere pushing for top four. And I think we're in for a huge end to the season.
Keanu, can you just clarify for all of the casual football viewers or the non-football viewers as to what is exactly happening with the Premier League?
So mathematically, there's a probably about five teams gunning for the third and fourth place in the Premier League, which would mean Champions League qualification. So we've got Leicester, Chelsea, Liverpool, West Ham, and we can even maybe throw Tottenham and Everton in it. They're a little bit the dark horses of the race. But I think the main focus is Leicester, West Ham, Liverpool, and who am I missing?
Chelsea? Did you mention Chelsea?
Chelsea, I think they'll make it. But let's say it would be Liverpool, Leicester, West Ham, and then any of the dark horses that could do something. But yeah, so they're gunning for top four. As the games progress, we get upset and we think Liverpool's chances are becoming less and less. But then miraculously, some teams decide to just go bottle their game and then we're back in the running. So some days I think we don't deserve it. Other days I'm like, well, if you keep giving us a chance, we might as well take it. So, yeah, interesting. It's a big, big, big week of football. I'm very, very excited to see what happens this week. I think it will determine where who ends within the next 5 days.
Let's not forget what are the biggest benefits of winning the qualifying for the Champions League. You not only get a financial boost from sponsors, from the league itself, you also get screen time. You also get highlighted in the greatest tournament known to football, the Champions League. But from what I can see here, at the current moment, we have Man City who are at the top and Manchester United in second. And they are currently, I don't think that any other team can really knock them off of their perches right now. From the remaining teams, though, I can't see West Ham getting into that Champions League position. I definitely think they should accept the fact that they'll probably end in a Europa League position, and they should, you know, be happy they have European football. By the way, Europa League is the second tier of a European competition, second best to Champions League. In any case, though, yeah, I do think, though, Chelsea will hold on to third. Chelsea will definitely get the Champions League spot. And I'm sorry to tell you guys, but you guys just got to get used, got to free up your Thursday evenings, because I think Leicester's going to take fourth.
I love it, because Cameron's very adamant about Liverpool's top four, so I want to hear his opinion.
Okay, I've tried to hold it in for long enough, but I refuse to listen to this absolute poppycock.
Get the popcorn out. It's going to be good.
All right. So you telling me that you backing Leicester to beat United. Okay, cool. So United play a weekend lineup. That's fine. We still have then two games in hand on them, right? Because they play on Tuesday night. We play on Thursday night. So by the time we play, we'll have two games. Then you're telling me they're going to beat Chelsea at the Bridge next week.
I do think the FA Cup final plays a big role in what happens next week with Leicester and Chelsea.
Regardless, they would probably play strong teams in the final.
But why would Leicester want to win the FA Cup when they have a chance to get into the Champions League? There's so many more...
Well, when are they going to win anything
but
else?
But there are more benefits of getting into the Champions League than winning the FA Cup.
Oh, my word. Oh, my word. If they finish fifth...
They get into Europa League automatically.
No, they...
Fifth is guaranteed Europa League. Also is winning the FA
Cup.
Yes,
they couldn't even do it in Europa League this season with a weakened Europa League. How are they going to do it in Champions League next season?
I think they'd rather have those atmospheric nights of the Champions League theme going through their stadium with actual fans there. I think they'd rather do that.
I don't believe what I'm hearing. You're telling me that a team's going to go to a final and not try and win?
I think they'll definitely try and win it, but there's more sense.
So you're not going to put your strongest lineup? You have 1 week left. You have nothing else to play for. You're not going to just run your players into the ground. Just pretty much just, guys, we have a tough couple of games. Here you go.
Keanu, tell me. Liverpool had the chance of winning the Carabao Cup or getting top four. I don't want to bring disrespect to you guys' club, but what would you rather have, a trophy or Champions League opportunity?
Oh, that's a difficult one. That's really... I wouldn't really know how to answer, because the thing is, for me, I do not... I can't see why Leicester would play a weekend team, because they play on Tuesday against Man United. United, if they want to beat Liverpool, which I'm assuming they would want to do, they're going to rest players on Tuesday, which gives Leicester advantage. If they were to win it, helps them in their top four charge. Then they play on Saturday against Chelsea FA Cup final. They'll probably go guns blazing for that.
Saturday the 8th?
Hopefully.
Is it the 18th? No. What? 15th of May.
I think it's the 15th, yeah, the 15th. So it's Tuesday and then Saturday, right? Cool, you're going to play your best. And then you will have Saturday, probably evening, not really recovery, Sunday, Monday. So you'll have 2.5 days recovery before you play your next game, big, big game against Chelsea. So now my thoughts are, if the FA Cup game, is there extra time in the final?
No, there is extra time.
So if there's extra time in the final and Leicester go and play 120 minutes with their best team and Chelsea, fine. Then we can see maybe an altered lineup on Tuesday. But if we're going to see Leicester get beat 2-0 in 90 minutes, then I just can't see Leicester going on Tuesday and putting a weekend team out, or neither can I see Chelsea doing it. Because if Chelsea slip up anywhere, then they're just in the same position as Leicester, because they're just 1 point ahead of Leicester. So they're basically in the same boat. It's just who slips the worst. If any of them slip.
So are we saying we finished in
third? Let's not forget that Liverpool can also slip up. They still have to play Manchester.
Oh, here we go again with the delusional chat.
No, but again, they need to play Manchester United, which in the first game they played them this season, it ended in a 0-0. I think we played you guys as well. We played Liverpool as well in Manchester United played Liverpool as well in the FA Cup, was it?
Yes.
And we beat Liverpool then.
We got shafted by VAR.
Anyway, but
no, we just had two very young centre backs and we saw ours.
And Rhys Williams decided to dress up as Ronald McDonald for that.
On Premier League weekend 37, which is the 18th of May or 19th, Liverpool play Burnley. Burnley are always that team that...
Don't come now. Don't. I cannot believe what I am hearing.
Give me a second here. I'm not saying Burnley... there's always a chance. You never know what's going to happen in football. The worst team can always beat the best team. But I'm saying that Burnley are one of those teams that you know who will always give the most difficulty for any team to really score. They have that...
Okay, but they've already secured Premier League
football. Of course. But, you know...
So then?
I mean, the thing is that, like you just said now, they have something to play for a better position of where they finish or whatever. And again... You on the last weekend of the Premier League, who do you guys play again?
Crystal Palace.
And we've already seen a couple seasons ago, how Crystal Palace can ruin your Liverpool's party. So I definitely think that we not only have to look at what Leicester can do to mess up or even Chelsea can do to mess up. We also have to look at the rest of the pack. Where can West Ham mess up? Where can Liverpool mess up? Where can Spurs mess up? It's wide open.
I disagree. Because the fact of the matter is, we need to look at the logic behind it, right? Let's say United get beaten.
The fact is, I'm right, you're wrong. End of discussion.
The fact is that you're putting so much caution and so much doubt into whether the big teams are going to beat the smaller teams. And I understand that, given this year's Premier League. But what I'm trying to say to you, If Leicester lose to United, so if United beat Leicester, I think then Liverpool beat United. Purely because if Leicester lose, right, that means we now have two games in hand on them, right? And we are 6 points behind. If we then beat United on Sunday when we play West Brom, we will then be playing for third. Not for third, for fourth. And that means we'd have Champions League football. And we don't have to worry about West Ham because they're 2 points behind us. Right? Even if they win their game. And their game at the weekend is Brighton. So what I'm saying to you is that all we need to do is we need to beat West Brom, which I think we will. And we need to beat United. But I think there's even more... chance of us beating United if Leicester lose tomorrow. Because if they lose against Manchester United, we are playing for something big. And I think if the players then don't turn up for that game, it's pretty much like a final. Because one would, realistically speaking, back Liverpool to beat West Brom, to beat Burnley, and to beat Palace. Right? Just normal.
I don't know.
I'm just saying... If you're looking at paper and you have to choose between if you're playing Super Brew or whatever prediction game you play, if you're there picking that score, Liverpool or West Brom, you're going to go Liverpool. If you're going to go Liverpool or Burnley, you're going to go Liverpool. If you're going to go Liverpool or Palace, last day of the season at Anfield with fans, you're going to go Liverpool.
Keanu, what's your take, bro?
No, I just want to pop in here. Last time Arsenal and Chelsea played, Arsenal actually beat them 3-1. It was round 15 of the Premier League season. That was a different. It was a different Chelsea, definitely a different Chelsea. But I think it's not going to be a walk in the park for Chelsea. Well, I'm hoping Arsenal.
Of course not. Long story short, at the end of the day, we have a huge charge for top four. Don't really care what happens to Europa, even if Liverpool get there, because I think we'll have Europa regardless. But I'm going for my top four being City, United, which is guaranteed, and then I'm going to go Chelsea and Liverpool in no particular order.
I'm just going to be This is where I think it's going to get interesting, because if United go and play a weekend team against Leicester, they kind of help Leicester.
Yeah, but Leicester play at Leicester the weekend, perform. Though. They play an FA Cup final.
I know, but just as I said, I don't think they'll rest players against United. I think they need to win. And if United were to rest players, for me, at the end of the day, I hope United, just because United Liverpool is probably the biggest game in English football. So I'm hoping that both teams rock up. I'm hoping Liverpool win, but I think we have to win, especially what happens tomorrow night. I just feel that it could be just a dull United-Leicester 0-0, 1-1, and then it's a big, big excitement and importance placed on the game on Thursday. So,
well, in saying that, even if Leicester then draw with United, right? If we beat United and if we beat West Brom, we'll then be 1 point behind them, right? They still then have to play Chelsea and Tottenham as their last two games. So I still think that even then, if we're 1 point behind, I think we make up that point when we play Burnley and they play Chelsea. Because I think we get three and they...
I feel sorry for them.
I do feel sorry for them, but they've also had a chance, many chances to solidify. I mean, they had third spot, if not even second spot, wrapped up a long time ago. Again, they've been unfortunately also plagued with injuries, and that's just, it's the Premier League football, and it's been one of the most hotly contested Premier Leagues for all the teams. I mean, like, who knows, maybe even Arsenal will still make Europa League, who knows.
Arsenal finishing 9th 10th.
No, what I'm saying is that we still, you know, it's not over until it's over.
We could even see West Ham get into this. We could see Chelsea fall out and West Ham.
To end off the podcast, should we, for our listeners out there, should we have a little prediction?
Let's
go through some fixtures, add some scores up, what we think, and points, and see, based on what we feel at Musings on 39 podcast, what our combined top four prediction would be. Ooh.
I think we need to do that. It's the last 2 weeks of the Premier League, so let's hit it off with a bang.
All right, let's go.
12th of May, Chelsea-Arsenal.
Draw.
I think Chelsea.
I'm saying draw. I'm saying draw because they're going to keep players for Saturday or Sunday's FA Cup.
Isn't it after the FA Cup?
On Wednesday.
Yeah, the FA Cup's on Saturday, the 15th.
I say they play a weaker lineup.
Oh my goodness.
Key players for the FA Cup final.
Let's not forget that Chelsea have the largest team in the Prem. I definitely think Chelsea's going to win it.
Ooh, I'm kind of leaning towards Cameron's thing now, because I don't think Arsenal are going to be that brittle. So... Yeah, I'm thinking draw. If you guys say FA Cup Saturday,
it's Tuchel. It's Tuchel. Whatever way you want to pronounce his surname, it's not Frank. Tuchel has
bummed by West Brom.
He lost one game. He's lost one and drawn one, but all the rest of his games, he's won every single game since he came into management.
Let's be honest, right? It just depends on which Arsenal turns up. It's really in a story. Because on paper, Chelsea absolutely should beat Arsenal on current performance and current players. But if Arsenal turns up that's hungry to put in a performance, eager to impress,
with a good performance,
then I think they'll get a draw.
Arteta out.
No, I think let's go on paper. I would go Arsenal.
Okay, cool. Let's see Chelsea next.
So that's, I'm just going to sit here with the little numbers pad. So that's 1 point. So
okay,
far.
Cool.
Out of a possible 9.
18th of May, Chelsea-Leicester. That's after the FA Cup.
I think that depends on the result of the cup final.
But let's ignore that. Let's say now, with what we know now.
I say draw.
Chelsea win.
I say draw.
Purely because Chelsea's going to play their strongest lineup at the weekend. Arguably so would Leicester. And I think they're both going to play weakened sides. And I just think it will probably end like 1-1.
Or two big boy teams just head it out and get a 1-1.
Why do you think they'd win?
That draw's fine.
I see a draw as well.
I just think Chelsea is too good for them, bro. If Leicester continue the current performances, I think they're going to lose, bro. That's why I'm worried for them. Tomorrow, I think they'll beat a weakened United team.
Yeah, but we're not on
but
them
then
yet.
I just can't
but
see them.
What I'm saying is that...
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying I can't see them beating Chelsea. Can't see it. But a draw is fair. I think we can give it. If two both tussle it out, top four
and
fighting,
then Aston one. Villa, Chelsea, last day of the season.
Yeah, and Villa at home.
I say draw. I don't mean to be this person, but I think draw because they keep a strong squad for the Champions League final. Imagine you play against Villa, you put a strong team up there, and Mount gets injured.
Yeah, but then you also put up you put a statement out there saying that we're ready for this thing. We're not afraid of Man City or whatever. I'm gonna say it's gonna be a 2-0 for no 2-1 for Chelsea against Villa.
They have enough in the tank to beat Villa.
Away
Chelsea to
with
win.
Villa having fans on the last day of the season.
If they play a weakened Chelsea team, I think they still will beat Villa. Resting players, playing Hudson-Odoi, Tammy, I think they're still better than Villa.
No, like I said, I again, regardless of fans being there or not, I see Chelsea still having more depth than Villa. I can see Chelsea winning it and taking a strong momentum going into the Champions League final, which I can see them beating Man City.
All right, so that's a total of 5 points for Chelsea.
In how many games?
3, which will leave them with 69.
So that would leave Chelsea with 69.
The funny number.
If we look at Leicester, they play United tomorrow night. I say loss, you two say win.
I say draw, minimum. Minimum
I say Leicester will win a 2-1.
Whoa, what a divide, 3-way.
Okay, well, what are we going to do here, boys? We have to come to a conclusion. Keanu, you the one on the fence. You must make the decision. You said draw, but which one, if the team had to win, which one do you think would win?
Leicester will win.
Okay, so that's 3 there. Then Leicester, Chelsea, we said draw.
Yeah, that one could go either way, but your draw.
No,
is
I'm just saying to correspond to our previous prediction.
Yes, our previous
And then Leicester, Tottenham. Now, I think draw again, if not a loss for Leicester, because Tottenham are going to be playing to be in European football. And a last day of the season, you think Leicester win with Kane, Son, Bale?
Kane is still injured, right?
But this is the last day of the season, though, Tubbs.
I just saw Spurs get slapped by Leeds.
Yeah, so I mean...
I'm not very confident in Spurs.
I said Leicester's going to beat Spurs at the end of the last day of the season, definitely.
Where they're playing?
They're at playing Leicester. At Leicester. They're playing at...
Oh, no, Leicester win. Leicester
yeah, win. I mean...
So you're saying 5 points for Leicester in their remaining 3 games?
Yeah.
Okay.
Spurs will end the season on a whimper.
So 5 points for them takes them to 68. So you have Chelsea 69.
Ooh, below Chelsea.
Leicester 68. West Ham.
We need to... Yeah, West Ham, their next game is at Brighton. They're playing at... Brighton's at home.
I say draw.
3-1 for West Ham.
I watched West Ham's game. They missed... Mark Noble, Declan Rice, missed a midfielder because they played Lanzini deep and he went off. And then Bowen, I think that's his name, came on. Looked disjointed, couldn't really get goal scoring opportunities. Antonio was trying. But I think if Declan Rice or any good midfielder plays for them, I think they'll beat Brighton, in my opinion, at home.
They're playing
draw,
away.
But I think they'll be... Oh, okay, if they're away, they'll
That's
draw.
Why I said draw for the game, because they're playing away at Brighton.
All right, now then it's fair result. Fair result.
Tubbs, you happy with that?
Again, no, I said 3-1 for West Ham.
No, but he's happy
Jesse
with an overall... No, man.
yeah, I'm happy with an overall draw.
Okay, West Brom, West Ham. West Ham.
West Ham should win it.
And West Ham, Southampton. Could go anyway. It depends which Southampton pitches up.
2-1 for West Ham, no question.
Yeah, I think West... I don't want to... Southampton is a tricky horse. They can just turn up, but on paper, you have to say West
okay.
Ham.
Okay, so
yeah.
That's another 5 points. So that takes them up to 63.
Yes, okay, they...
So they can't pass Leicester, in short. But
Chelsea.
So they're fifth.
Congratulations to West Ham for getting Europa League
football, according to the Musings on 39.
They were about to get relegated last season. Yeah. So,
Liverpool Football Congrats. Club.
Oh, yeah.
So we have Chelsea 69, Leicester 68, West Ham 63. So the number to beat is 68. All right.
He's gonna pad points in here.
The first game is United versus Liverpool
win
on Thursday.
3-1.
I'm going for a good old draw. Our stock standard English derby.
I'll go draw as well because that was the last result they had in the Premier League. It was a 0-0. And at the same time, we can't.
And it's at Old Trafford.
It could even be cancelled for all we know. And they'll get the
3 points.
No, they decide to give Liverpool just 1 point. No pity points here.
Okay, so let's go 1 point. It's a big game.
No. Okay, Liverpool, West Brom. Liverpool
2-0.
Liverpool, Burnley. Win.
And that's where it gets difficult because Burnley is one of those, like I said before, Burnley are one of those teams that can really hold another team back. So I'm going to say 1-1.
I'm curious to see if we were to draw that game and we win the next game, how many points is or where does that
put us? I don't know. We'll see. But what do you say? Liverpool, Burnley?
No, but I want to work out both. But I'm going to go, my heart, oh, goodness.
You know you want to say a draw.
I do, but I think we've turned the corner on form, so I'm going to go Liverpool win.
Liverpool win. Liverpool Palace at Anfield, last day of the season, in front of fans. I'm going Liverpool win.
Since you guys are going to be in front of fans, I'm definitely going to say it's a Liverpool victory there.
I also think so, and I think there will be lots to play for on the last day.
You're saying 10 points. So 3, 6, 9, 10 points.
I want to potentially remove 2 points, but go 10 and then 8. I want to see what happens.
10 points puts Liverpool at 67, so we'd still finish fifth. Minus 2 is 65, so we'd still finish fifth.
Screwed regardless. Congrats to Leicester and Chelsea.
We need to win every single game.
We need Chelsea to beat them. We need Chelsea to beat Leicester because if they beat Leicester, that minus is 1 point from them with what we're saying. So then we'd both be tied 67, but we'd have a better goal difference.
I want to hear from you, Nick. I mean, if we were to go on a 5-game winning streak now in a row after our win against Southampton. Yes. So that would be plus 12. Where would that put us?
That would put us tie with Chelsea. Depending on goal difference, their goal difference currently is 23. And our goal difference at the current minute is 18. So that's a 5-goal difference. But if we're going on a 5-game winning streak, that means let's say we win the remaining 4. That means we could be within 1 goal of Chelsea in terms of goal difference, depending on if they lose or draw or whatever the case may be, or it depends how big we win or whatever the case may be. So we could also improve our goal difference there as well. But even if we look at Leicester, if we get tied with them.
Boys, please, let's we can go on the whole night about this, but let's say it now. Say it now. Can you really see... you guys finishing in a Champions League position?
Yes.
Based off of everything that we said tonight, based off of all of the what we've looked at, can you see Liverpool really ending in Champions League position?
Yes, because from my we're going to beat United.
From my side, you guys just better get used to Thursday nights.
I love it because it's in a Europa League final because you bottle the Champions League group stage.
And they'll bottle it.
But anyway, the point is...
still in the final.
My standing point is I don't think we've deserved it, but if, as I said previously, if we've given the opportunity again and again, and if we can actually pull on a 5-game winning streak and the others make a couple of mistakes, then why don't we deserve it? So I think the biggest game of the league is tomorrow night, United-Leicester, because that determines if United beat Leicester, there's an open spot.
These predictions that we've made said that Leicester would beat United, right? So that's 3 points, right? So even if you look at Liverpool and everything else, we would still be 1 point behind them. They lose tomorrow night based on our predictions. Even if we don't beat United, it ends up being a draw. Even with our predictions, you take, 3 points off 67? No, 68?
2 points.
No, three. Because we said
if they get a draw, it's 2 points.
Okay, but even if you take 2 points off, that means they'd be 1 point behind us. Take three away, then they're 2 points behind us. So what I'm saying is that tomorrow night's game is big. And I'm really nervous because it's terrible when your team's fate is in other teams' hands, but also your team's hands. Do you know what I mean? We are still not mathematically out of it. It could come down to the last game.
I think the worst of all is that I nearly need to support United tomorrow night. That's
a welcome to the brotherhood.
It's a difficult one.
You know what we say here, Bruno. Bruno.
Oh, Penaldez. No.
No, but you got to support him.
See, that's why I'll even end fifth. I'm joking. I don't want to end fifth.
Anyway, boys, we had a really long discussion tonight about Premier League, about the top four.
We have. Yeah.
You can tell from the discussion that we had tonight that we're really passionate about football. It's a game. It's a sport that really brings the best out of you. And sometimes the worst out of you, definitely. But again, the best thing from all of this is that I get to have a good conversation with you guys, and I also get to engage with all of our listeners out there. So again, thank you to all of our listeners out there. I want to thank you guys as well for another great evening and another great chat.
No, thanks to you boys too. It's been tremendously enjoyable. And I look forward to United winning tomorrow night. And then losing on Thursday night.
Yeah, once again, chaps, it was lovely getting together. And I'm excited for the next episodes to come. I think there's going to be some interesting change-ups and topics to chat about. And I think, obviously, the football will always be the core of our conversations. And we'll mix it up when the time comes. But yeah, thanks again for joining us on Musings on 39.
Yeah, definitely. As Keanu said there, and as Cameron said there, we really enjoy this. We really enjoy engaging with all of our listeners. We're looking into possibly opportunities into getting your opinion heard on what we'd like to have our new topics be of discussion in the upcoming in due time, of course. But as Keanu said, if you haven't listened to any of our previous episodes, please go give them a listen and a like, and you'll be able to find them wherever you find your podcast streaming options of choice. And you'll be able to find us on social media, on Instagram and Twitter. Please also give us a follow and like there, and also interact with us a little bit there. We can't wait to hear from you. This has been the Musings on 39 podcast team, and we'd like to wish you all a good night or a good day.
Cheerio.
Peace out.